Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood titled 90% of businesses report zero AI productivity gains. Here's why.
That headline is going to land hard for a lot of owners who've spent the last 2 years buying AI tools and expecting results.
It should, because the data behind it is significant. The National Bureau of Economic Research surveyed 6,000 CEOs and executives across the US, UK, Germany, and Australia. The finding is blunt. Nearly 90% of those firms reported zero measurable impact on employment or productivity over the past 3 years.
90%. And these aren't small corner shops. These are executives at scale.
Exactly. And here's the part that really sharpens it. 2/3 of those same executives said they're using AI. So it's not that people aren't trying. The average actual usage works out to just 1.5 hours per week,
which is less than 4% of a standard work week. That's basically nothing.
And Brett pulls in a quote from Robert Solow, a Nobel laureate, who said back in 1987 about computers, "You can see the computer age everywhere, but in the productivity statistics." An Apollo economist used that exact line to describe what's happening with AI today.
History repeating itself. So what's actually going wrong? Because most owners I speak to are genuinely trying.
BCG put a name to it. They're calling it AI brain fry. When workers use four or more AI tools at the same time, productivity doesn't just stall, it actively drops. People report mental fog, headaches, slower decision-making.
Which is the opposite of what anyone bought the tools for.
And the reason is counterintuitive. Checking AI's work, correcting its errors, validating what it produces, is actually increasing mental effort, not reducing it.
So if your team used to handle 2 tasks and AI lets them handle 20, someone loads 20 more onto the pile?
That's exactly it. Managing and reviewing 40 tasks instead of 20 doubles the cognitive load. Your best people end up as AI babysitters, proofreading chatbot outputs and fixing hallucinated beta instead of doing the high-value work you actually hire them for.
Manpower Group tracked this. AI usage is up 13% over the past year, and worker confidence in AI has fallen 18% over the same period.
More usage, less trust, more exhaustion. And it shows up geographically. KPMG reports Australia is a world leader in responsible AI governance, but only 25% of Australian organizations are converting AI experiments into measurable business value.
3/4 stuck in pilot purgatory. That's not a small problem.
Singapore tells a similar story. 64% of financial institutions there are deploying AI in live operations, but only 3% have reached what counts as AI leadership status, and 60% of regional respondents are seeing less than a 5% impact on their bottom line.
So the pattern holds across markets. What separates the businesses that are actually winning?
PwC found a stark divide. The top 20% of companies are capturing 74% of all AI-driven economic returns. They're 2.6 times more likely to use AI to reinvent their entire business model, not just bolt it on to existing processes. They invest 2.5 times more revenue in AI initiatives, and they're 80% more likely to actually measure whether those investments are working.
Measure it, not just buy it and hope. Gartner found they invest up to 4 times more in data foundations, too.
Which ties to the core point. If your underlying data is disorganized, AI just generates disorganized results faster. You can't build on a messy base.
Brett uses the J curve to explain where most businesses are sitting right now. Walk us through that.
When a major technology arrives, there's always an initial productivity slowdown. Companies absorb the cost and friction of learning. The line dips before it surges. Computers were everywhere in the 1970s and 80s, yet productivity actually slowed through that entire period. It wasn't until the mid-1990s, once businesses had reorganized their workflows around the technology, that the surge finally came.
And the firms that did that preparation captured the enormous gains of the internet era. The ones that just bought machines and hope were left behind.
90% of businesses right now are sitting at the bottom of that curve, absorbing the friction without yet reaping the rewards. The question isn't whether AI will deliver. It will. The question is whether your business will be positioned when the curve turns upward.
So what's the one thing a listener should act on this week?
Audit your AI tools. Count how many your team is actively using and what for. If staff are juggling more than 3 or 4 disconnected applications, consolidate down to 1 or 2 that actually fit your existing workflows. That's where the gains start.
And I'd add, before you bring in anything new, work out what your existing tools are actually delivering. If you can't measure it, you don't yet know if they're working.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett covers 4 concrete steps you can work through right now. And if you want this built into your own business, there's a free AI audit available there too. That's the place to begin.